Good morning. We're so happy to have you with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. Missions Month, that's January. Well, we were privileged to have numbers of missionary families with us during the month of October this last year. And what a privilege to be able to have folks that had been on the field for 25, 30 years. And now we have some folks that are just brand new. Reed and Heather Olson, welcome to our broadcast this morning.
Thank you.
And you guys are what, 16, 17 years old?
Oh, well, maybe, just about.
Maybe
just
a
about.
Little bit older than that, but just looking forward to a new ministry. And God has been preparing both of you for numbers of years to do this exact ministry. And it's exciting to see you answer the call. You are presently on deputation, but you're still kind of doing the work, aren't you?
Right.
Tell us what it is that God's called you to do.
Well, God has called us to work with a ministry called Nas Numa International, and we do mostly work in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be based out of Denver, Colorado,
okay.
Setting up an office there. We'll be working with evangelists Mike and Lisa Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've lived in Singapore for the past 25 years,
okay.
Established quite a few ministries in Southeast Asia.
Right.
And now they would like a presence here in the U.S. to recruit teachers for some of our ministries in mm-hmm. Southeast Asia, and also to just bring awareness of what we're doing to the churches that are here.
Okay.
So Heather and I will be involved in that part of the ministry.
Right. Did you guys ever take mission trips when you were teenagers?
We did. Yeah. I think that was a big part of how God led both of us
uh-huh.
into missions and a desire to reach those who have never heard the gospel. I know for me, growing up, our church would always do missions trips. I got to also travel with my dad. He was a pastor, and he would go visit missionaries, and he'd always take one of us kids along with him.
I used to do the same thing, and I tell my boys, this is one of the privileges of being a PK, you know.
Right.
And they'd say, yeah, let's talk about the liability. No. Let's not talk about liability. Let's talk about the privileges. But those mission trips were really great privileges. And Heather, you grew up in a pastor's family, and I think you had some opportunities as well to travel.
That's right. I actually grew up here at Brookside mm-hmm. Baptist Church, and I think I went on a mission trip every summer
uh-huh.
since entering the youth group.
Right.
So all through junior high and high school, went on summer mission trips to Costa Rica and New York City, all different places. And that just really opens your eyes
right.
to the needs around the world. And it's a great time to get to know the missionaries that we are supporting
mm-hmm.
and just to see their godly example, but also that they're normal people just serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And that we all can do it.
Right.
It's not just those super people that have extraordinary abilities, but every one of us can serve the Lord in that way.
You don't have to have a cape on your back.
No.
And as you would travel, now some of your trips, like New York City, did you go to St. Vincent as well?
No, that
okay.
was before.
That was before?
Yep.
All right. But some of them, you were able to speak English. Others, you couldn't. And so that was a little bit more restrictive
mm-hmm.
and kind of gave some teenagers the burden to, let's take a foreign language.
Right.
You know, I need to be a little bit better prepared, you know, when I'm making those kinds of visits.
Yeah.
My youngest son is missionary in Brazil, and he left for Brazil at the age of 23, and he said at the time that when he left, he had been in 13 foreign countries on mission trips prior to that time. And of course, you know, being my son, I would do the same thing, Reed, that your dad did with you. I'd take one of them, sometimes a couple of them, with me as I would go to another country, and really opened up their vision of what God was doing. And what a privilege, what an opportunity. So, Heather, when was it in your experience that you began to feel like God was maybe moving on your heart about missions?
I think it was in high school. We went on a Mexico mission trip. And I just remember one of the nights the youth pastor was speaking to us about surrendering our life and if we would be willing, not that maybe the Lord would call us, but even if we were just willing
right.
to go. And I remember being convicted, and even some people in the church remind me of me giving my testimony when we got back and saying that I, you know, had decided to surrender my life to missions wherever mm-hmm. the Lord would call me.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady in the church actually told me that she was praying specifically for me by name that the Lord would call me to go.
Oh, before you made that decision.
Yes. So that was okay. really neat to see. And
yeah.
now she's still here at the church and said how excited she was when
yeah.
she heard that we were coming for the missions conference and
right.
what the Lord has been doing in our lives.
Here's the girl that's the answer to my prayer.
Yep. That was really neat.
Yeah, that's the truth. How about you, Reed?
I think for me, it was a very clear moment that kind of has always stuck in my memory. I was about 8 years old. We were in Denver. My dad was a pastor there. And Dr. John Dreisbach came to our church. And I remember him, I was just fascinated by his message and the stories that he told. He told of how God had called him into ministry and how he had kind of grown up and his whole story, and then about his ministries there in Africa. And after that service, I remember clearly, even though it was so long ago, I knew God was calling me to serve in missions. I didn't know what that would look like. I didn't know what country it would be or what capacity that would be, but I knew that God had given me at that point a desire to reach those people who had never heard the gospel.
A desire, a willingness. Those two things are important, aren't they?
They are.
And definitely God is the one who, I think, plants the desire, and then he is waiting for our willingness to go. And when those two things are impregnated together, then God really begins to open doors. And it's really neat to see how the Lord has worked in your life. Now, Heather, tell me about your degrees. What fields are we talking about?
I got a bachelor's degree from Bob Jones University mm-hmm. in public relations journalism.
Okay.
And then went on to get my master's degree from Northland International University in cross-cultural studies.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to get some more training in the missions realm, more
right.
of an emphasis on missions.
Right, right. So your undergraduate degree was what now?
Public relations journalism.
Public relations journalism.
Yep.
Now, was that in your mind related to missions?
Not at the time, but I just really enjoyed writing and communications,
okay.
which I knew would be useful in many ways in the future,
yeah.
right? And so now actually it is clear how God was working, because now the ministry really needs that, and I'll be handling the
media.
Yeah, the agency.
And, yeah,
I was going to say,
yeah.
not just our specific communications,
okay.
but also for the whole ministry.
Right,
so
right.
for everybody and social media and website.
Right.
All those things that are so important now, just for people to stay connected.
Isn't it neat to watch the Lord take your interests and hone them to his directions, you know, and to be able to, what you've just said, say, okay, I can see why this and why that and how this
mm-hmm.
and how he just kind of blends it all together and prepares you then for the ministry. Now, this may not be the last ministry, though.
Right.
This may be a honing process.
Right.
And that's something that our listeners are probably considering themselves, that what they're going through and their ministry opportunities might also be a honing process, that the Lord is saying, now, yes, this is a part of my leadership for you, but this is not the end.
Right.
And I think we have to just be open to the fact that God is a God of change. Now, sometimes the word change scares us, doesn't it?
Yes.
We're going, change?
We like to be comfortable.
Right. You know, and God says, now, you know, if we change, I'll be with you. I know, Lord, but, you know. And so sometimes it takes us a while to be open to change. And aren't you glad that God's patient, you know, that he works with us? But it's exciting to me to see how the Lord prepares our hearts and makes us willing. Then he equips us, you know, in the various fields that we might be working in. Now, Reed, you preach. Is this something that your ministry is going to give the opportunity to do?
Yes, very much so. I'll be not only here in the States traveling around and speaking, promoting the ministry and telling others about what God is doing over in Southeast Asia, but I'll also have the opportunity to often take trips over there and not only preach, but also do a lot of teaching to our staff that's there on the ground, continue their training. We have a church planting ministry in the Philippines, so I'll have the opportunity to use my education to continue training these guys as they pastor these churches.
And you have a master's degree in what field?
I have a master's of divinity.
Okay, so that's a three-year master's course.
It is.
Right, okay.
A lot of work.
Right.
And you guys were married at the time, weren't you?
Yeah.
So Heather graciously was working and helped put me through school, and which was, I was very thankful.
Typing
for
papers.
And had a baby, too, at the end.
Right.
Oh, details.
Yeah, minor detail.
Yeah. Now, I noticed as I was watching your presentation for the church planting, and I saw the C and the P in the little emblem thing. Did you put that together, Heather?
No, I didn't,
actually. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was, yeah.
Now, that's cool. Really sharp there.
Yeah, we have a great team over there in the Philippines that does design work. We also have some other guys, a guy that works for us. That's his job. He does media. He used to work in Singapore doing that very thing. So he's been very helpful.
Right,
Graphic design.
Heather, are you planning on traveling with Reed?
I am. Not as often as he will because of our daughter, but we're actually taking a trip this month over to Southeast Asia to see all our teachers and our staff so I can meet all the women that I can discipling and communicating with. It's important for them to have someone to talk to. And so I pray that the Lord can use me to encourage them, and I'm sure that they'll be a huge encouragement to me as well.
Because Reed can minister to men, but you can minister to women.
Right.
You know, and when women hear from you that these are the struggles and stresses that we go through, but this is who we've learned God to be during these hard times, they're able to see that, wow, the same God that we have here is the same God that they have there in the States, and he's just actively involved in our lives. Well, we've run out of time for this broadcast, but folks, join us for the next one, because we will continue talking about God's leadership in the lives of young people. But yet, God also leads in the lives of older folks. And you may be saying, well, I'm past the young people stage. Now, God's not done with you. God can still use you in an amazing way. Don't limit God, because God is never limitable. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.